Why did Frederick III risk his realm of Saxony to protect Martin Luther and the developing reforms of the church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is Frederick the Wise, Seen and Unseen Lives of Martin Luther's Protector. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Frederick the Wise by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, Frederick the Wise. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's how it works. First, we go. We play five soundbites for you. This week we've got five of them. We simply couldn't make up our mind between two of them that were too good to pass up. We're going to play five soundbites for you on this Friday afternoon. One, two, three, four, five. Then, after you've listened to the five, we need to hear from you. You vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can vote for any one of the ones that you want, and your reasons are your own. We do want to know why it is you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. You can disagree, agree, think it's remarkable, never heard it before, never want to hear it again. Those are all good reasons. Your reasons are your own, but we do want to know why. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Phone call voters get to vote first, but there are other ways to vote too. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or we have left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. The only other way to get the LPR bundle package is to actually come in through the door here and visit us. And since nobody's here visiting, we're going to give one away to the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Molly Hemingway talking about Rand Paul, his encounter with the press over abortion, and why abortion is so important to the media.
Senator, the DNC is picking up on your comments you made with AP this morning on abortion. And I just want to know where you do stand on exemptions. Should there be any exemptions for abortion or not?
What's the DNC say?
You go back and you ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz if she's okay with killing a 7-pound baby that is just not yet born yet. When you get an answer from Debbie, come back to me.
I don't know why they treat abortion like a sacrament. I mean, you're not allowed to have any dissent on it. They clearly care very deeply about abortion. They really think it is an important thing to have the right to kill unborn children, and they will stop at nothing to defend that. You've seen that in the Wendy Davis story, the complete lack of coverage of the Kermit Gosnell trial, too. They managed to not cover for years. They're not even close to being impartial on this issue. They never will be. They don't hire pro-lifers in the newsroom. I don't know why. It's a very, very bad situation, and people need to be aware of how bad the situation is, not just on abortion, but on all social issues.
That's soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway on Rand Paul and why abortion is so important to the media. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you need to give us a call or vote some other way. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, and on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Rod Dreher. Here he is answering the question, is, as many assert, acceptance of gay marriage the inevitable future of the church?
That's the future of a Christianity that wants to jump in the grave. There is absolutely no evidence that this has ever done any good. The Episcopal Church, for example, it is liberalized in every possible way on sexual matters, and it's dying. The church, all churches, almost all churches in Europe are dead. They've liberalized. It's done them no good. The Presbyterian Church, USA, and on and on and on. If it would work, I could see there being a pragmatic argument for that. But A, it's unprincipled, and B, it doesn't work. Now, I have to say that conservative churches, such as my own church and your church, you know, we may hold the line on this, but we're going to lose a lot of Christians, a lot of believers because of this. But in the end, I think those that stay behind will be what Pope Benedict XVI called a creative minority. You know, this will be a time of testing, a time of winnowing out the lukewarm from those who really believe and who are willing to say Jesus is Lord. But I think from that core is going to come a rebirth one day. You and I might not live to see it, but I think that our grandchildren will.
That's soundbite number two. Rod Dreher, is acceptance of gay marriage the inevitable future of the church? If you like it or if you disagree, but you still want it to be soundbite of the week, we want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 10th of April. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor David Peterson. We were talking with him about getting ready for this coming Sunday morning. I just asked him a question about whether or not, as many assert, Christians ought to be self-feeders.
That's just total nonsense. I can't even imagine. There's no such thing as a self-feeder. We all need to receive this. There's no self-absolving. We have to hear that in somebody else's voice, and it just doesn't make any sense. And we never grow beyond this either, our need to be fed, our need to be cared for. You know, somebody once said, you know, the church is like a school that's teaching us how to live. And then somebody else came along and said, no, not really. It's really like a hospital. It's trying to make us better, trying to heal us. And then somebody else came along, I thought even better, and said, no, really, the church is a hospice. It's not a hospital trying to make us better. It's not a school trying to teach us. It's a hospice that's trying to prepare us to die and showing us how to leave this world and come to the next. And people in hospice are not self-feeders. They're being cared for. They're being provided for. And they know what matters, and they know what's essential.
An excellent soundbite, soundbite number three, from Pastor David Peterson. Should Christians be self-feeders? If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, you got to vote for it. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number four comes from an interview we did way back in 2005 with the late Robert Schuller. He was at the time still head of the Crystal Cathedral and writing many books about his kind of self-help, positive thinking Christianity. Here's part of the conversation. I ask him a question. Why doesn't he talk about sin?
The word sin in our culture and in this age that we're living in carries an enormous amount of shame with it. And if I say to a person, you're a sinner, I'm just heaping boatloads of shame upon you. Why can't I talk about sin without using that word? The word will turn them off. They'll run away. They'll do what Adam did. He ran out of the garden. We don't live in what I call healthy, holy pride. Adam was proud in the Garden of Eden when he was kicked out and he walked in shame. And human beings, unredeemed, live in shame. And shame is a lack of godly glory. And here's where you're missing something terribly important. So important. Why isn't the world rushing into Christianity? Why isn't it? Because we've all traditionally come from the negative approach. We are attracted to Christ because he loves us. He didn't go to all of these people he met and said, you are a sinner. You're not keeping the Ten Commandments. You, with that approach, are not Christ motivated or guided. He always took the positive approach. What did Jesus save us from? He saved us from shame.
All right, that's the soundbite from Dr. Robert Schuller, soundbite number four, why he doesn't talk about sin. Now, by the way, you can listen to that entire interview. We reposted that after his passing at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. It's right there. Oh, about a week ago, our 2005 interview with Dr. Robert Schuller. Now, that's soundbite number four. If you'd like it to be the soundbite of the week this week, you have to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with that vote. Include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's the fifth and final soundbite, so you need to get ready to vote. The fifth and final soundbite comes from Dr. Russell Moore. This is his reaction to the now infamous New York Times column editorial that said that Christians must be made to accept homosexuality.
Well, I think it is a sad display of ignorance. Because if anyone in the room reading that op-ed had had even the basic understanding of religion at all, someone would have said, we can't run this article without looking ridiculous. Not only without looking fascist, which they did, but without looking ridiculous. I mean, the idea that religions, forget Christianity for a moment, just the world religions themselves, can just be nudged and altered along by the power of the state is an astoundingly stupid statement, as well as an astoundingly arrogant one. But it tells us where we are right now. In some places in the country where even saying that, putting it into print, is not held in check.
All right, that's soundbite number five, Dr. Russell Moore's reaction to the New York Times editorial saying that Christians must be made to accept homosexuality. Those are the five soundbites. We've played them for you. And now the rest is up to you. On this Friday afternoon, April the 10th, we need to hear from you with your votes. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC, or you can go to our Facebook fan page, and right now there's space there left for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We get those votes in real time as well. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. And on this Friday afternoon, we are giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package is the famous I Have Issues t-shirt. It's also the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. And it'll go to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to IssuesETC.org and click Find a Church.
This is the old time,
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway on Rand Paul and why abortion is so important to the media. Soundbite number two, Rod Dreher is the acceptance of gay marriage, the future of the church. Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, should Christians be self-feeders? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Robert Shuler, why he doesn't talk about sin or didn't talk about sin. Soundbite number five, the bonus soundbite, Dr. Russell Moore's reaction to the New York Times column saying that Christians must be made to accept homosexuality. Let's go to the phones first. Phone call voters get to vote first. And in Michigan, Viola is on the line. Hi, Viola.
Yes, hello.
Which one do you vote for?
I will vote for number one. I mean, it's really, I want to vote for all five, but I'm going to do number one because I think it's such a area that we need more. We need help. We really have to work on this.
Viola, thank you very much, and thanks for listening up there in Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Next, in St. Petersburg, Florida, we have Donna on the line. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Which one are you voting
Hello.
For?
I'm voting for number two, basically because I think what he says at the end summarizes all of them. We need to stick to what the Bible says.
All right. Thank you very much, Donna. Thanks for listening down in Florida. She's voting for soundbite number two. Rod Dreher is acceptance of gay marriage, the future of the church. Deborah in California says, as usual, all of the soundbites are good, but I vote for soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, on whether Christians should be self-feeders. I like the description of the church as a hospice. They know what matters and what is essential, and they learn how to die and are being prepared to move on to the next world. I can really relate to this considering I've recently been placed on hospice and are lovingly taken care of until we move on to the next place, she says. My fear of death has greatly decreased due to my faith in Jesus Christ and my hope of heaven. Many blessings and keep up the good work. Deborah, thank you very much for listening out there in California. All our best to you as well. Michael listens in El Paso, Texas. He's voting for soundbite number two. Rod Dreher is acceptance of gay marriage, the future of the church. He says, because Christians in the U.S. are caving into pleasing society instead of God, confessional Lutherans must draw the line and stand firm, even if we are the last ones standing. Michael, thanks for listening down in Texas. Let's see what Scott has to say. Scott listens in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon. I'm voting for Pastor Peterson's soundbite because it reminds me of a stanza in one of my favorite Holy Week hymns, Go to Dark Gethsemane. Calvary's mournful mountain climb, there adoring at his feet. Mark that miracle of time, God's own sacrifice complete. It is finished, hear him cry. Learn from Jesus Christ to die. In the church, we're learning to do exactly that in the midst of his word and sacraments. It's a beautiful thing, and it is the ultimate in hospice care.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for listening out there in Illinois. Anthony says, I vote for soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway on media and abortion. It was a terrific interview and a great soundbite, she says. Still time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We want to hear from you. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Let's see. You can also go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. I always forget to say you can also send us a tweet at issuesetc. George in North Carolina has a vote. He says the slaughter of the innocents has come to be a sacrament for the secular humanists as a result of twisted views on marriage, personhood, and so many related areas. George, thanks for listening in North Carolina. That's a vote for soundbite number one, I believe. That means the winner this week for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is Molly Ziegler Hemingway talking about Rand Paul, his encounter with the media, and why abortion is so important to that media.
Senator, the DNC is picking up on your comments you made with AP this morning on abortion. And I just want to know where you do stand on exemptions. Should there be any exemptions for abortion or not?
What's the DNC say? You go back and you ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz if she's okay with killing a 7-pound baby that is just not yet born yet. When you get an answer from Debbie, come back to me.
I actually don't
don't know why they treat abortion like a sacrament. I mean, you're not allowed to have any dissent on it. They clearly care very deeply about abortion. They really think it is an important thing to have the right to kill unborn children, and they will stop at nothing to defend that. You've seen that in the Wendy Davis story, the complete lack of coverage of the Kermit Gosnell trial, too. They managed to not cover for years. They're not even close to being impartial on this issue. They never will be. They don't hire pro-lifers in the newsroom. I don't know why. It's a very, very bad situation, and people need to be aware of how bad the situation is, not just on abortion, but on all social issues.
That's soundbite number one, the winner of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, April the 10th, Molly Hemingway on Rand Paul and why abortion is so important to the media. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The LPR bundle package goes to Deborah in California. Just send us your mailing address and your shirt size. We'd be happy to send the LPR bundle package out to you. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference begins 10 weeks from today. That might sound like a lot of time, but it really isn't. It's the premier conference for the laity, and it's held every year here in Collinsville, Illinois, Friday, June the 19th and Saturday, June the 20th in Collinsville. That's only about 15 miles east of St. Louis. The listeners are going to include Dr. Paul Meyer. He's going to be making the case for biblical archaeology and the historicity of the New Testament. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, winner of Soundbite of the Week from The Federalist, will be there making the case for the differences between men and women. Pastor Jonathan Fisk of Worldview Everlasting will be making the case for the church's response to postmodernism. Pastor Will Whedon, a regular guest and a favorite of our listeners, will be making the case for a Lutheran approach to the church fathers. Chris Roseborough, that you just heard from today, of Fighting for the Faith, will be making a case against vision-casting leaders in the church. And Dr. David Menton of Answers in Genesis will be with us at the conference as well, making the case for creation. Now, registration for the conference is limited to 400 people. The fee is only $100, includes three meals. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll see the Making the Case logo. If you click on that, you can register online and pay online. Or if you need a little help, just contact Craig, 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, or send him an email, Craig at issuesetc.org. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to continue our series on the Large Catechism. We'll talk to Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House about the commandment, you shall not murder. Luther begins in kind of a controversial way when he talks about that commandment. He says, this commandment does not include God, and it does not include government, includes you and your neighbor. We'll find out why Luther begins that way Monday on Issues Etc. with Pastor Paul McCain. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you recently graduated from high school or college and are still making up your mind about your future career? Here's an opportunity to serve your neighbor through an extended, uniquely Lutheran service program. It's called the Lutheran Youth Corps. Find out more about the Lutheran Youth Corps at lcms.org/youthcorps. Life together through witness and mercy, the Lutheran Youth Corps. lcms.org/youthcorps.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.